it is just me today. I believe this is either week 6 or week 7 of men's and women's Robert Morris University soccer. I am Owen Krepps, and I'm here alone yet again. Only 2 games to talk about for both teams, both men and women, ever since last week's episode. So we'll start with women here. Not much to talk about today on this week's podcast, but next week I will have a sort of a special episode, if you will. We'll start off things with women's soccer. 1 game since last week's episode, they won, got in the win category against St. Francis Saturday. They have 3 games remaining in the season, and they're now 4-11 overall, 2-3 in conference. And they're set to play Bryant Friday on the road. So the St. Francis game, that was a 2-0 win. St. Francis is now 3-7-3 overall, 2-1-2 in the conference after that loss. So relatively even teams, Robert Morris and St. Francis. Robert Morris did come out and play a better game, in my opinion. They outshot St. Francis 11-6, 8-3 in terms of shots on net. Jane Schleicher was back in the point category as she found herself getting double-digit goals, not in the game, but she got 1 goal in the game, and she now has 10 goals on the season, which is incredible. And Chelsea Kingston, congratulations on her first career goal and her first goal of the season, her first goal ever. She's a freshman, so congratulations to her, assisted by Courtney Hurley. Also, statistic to point out is an obvious one. Sydney Bruckner coming back in and playing, getting the shutout. Last week, it was Schmidt who had the 17 saves, which was amazing. But unfortunately, they lost that game. But Bruckner gets thrown back into the net, and she was great. She stopped 3 of the 3 shots that came on net, 8 overall. And yeah, it was a good team win for our women. You got your normal goal of the week, if you will, by Jane Schleicher, but you also got some secondary scoring with the freshman Kingston and Courtney Hurley getting on the board as well with an assist. So that's something we've said on the show time and time again. For the women's soccer team to do successful and to do well, it has to be someone else than Jane Schleicher to step up and help carry the offense. Jane will obviously carry the offense herself. She has 10 goals this year, which is incredible. We'll get to that next week, just the legacy of some of these players that are currently playing right now, like Jane. But yeah, you want guys like Christina Kelly and now Chelsea Kingston just to step up, and it seems like every time Robert Morris soccer, women's soccer, wins a game, it seems like someone always gets their first career goal. I don't know if the exact statistic on that, I'll have to look back at all the schedules, but I feel like every time that I've seen Robert Morris get a win, Jane Schleicher either has like an incredible game with like 11 shots and 2 goals or something like that, or it's Jane gets a goal and a depth piece gets her first career goal. So that's something that could be a key to success coming towards the end of the NEC for our women's team. Once again, congratulations to Kingston on her first career goal, and it was a good team win, a 2-0 victory for our women's soccer team. They are now set to play Bryant 3:00 Friday away in Rhode Island, back on the road. Bryant is a good team. They are 6-6-1 overall, 2-2-1 in the conference, but their record may be a little misleading though. We beat St. Francis and Bryant tied them back in September 1-1. St. Francis, the team we just beat 2-0, the game I just talked about. This team, though, has lost 2 straight against Fairleigh Dickinson and Central Connecticut. But RMU has lost to both of those teams as well. So this is a tough one to call. Statistically, these teams are a little bit different, but in terms of matchups in the conference, these teams are very much the same. They have 14 goals on the season, and that has been a result of their just insane shot totals that they have put up. They have outshot every team that they have played almost. 152-61 is the shots they have had against in the shots that their opponents have had. So they are just shooting the ball. The great Wayne Gretzky always said, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. You probably heard that a billion times, but that does apply here. 14 goals in the season, like I said. They have some good depth scoring. Senior Kayla D'Amico has 8 points. Nothing too crazy, but she has 3 goals, 2 assists. That's like a decent amount. It's a very good amount, but like it's no Jane Schleicher level or anything. But they have 4 different players that have 2 goals, something we do not have. They have 8 different players have goals, so they have a lot of players being able, even if they're not offensive players, they'll be able to just chip in a goal or an assist, and that's really what RMU is looking for. I know I just praised them for doing that in the last game, but in terms of the whole season, Robert Morris has really not had depth scoring that was anywhere near Bryant's. So, like I said, relatively even in terms of NEC matchups, but a little bit different in terms of record and stat sheets. As far as predictions go, it was nice to see RMU get back in the win column, 2-0, but I think that's going to be the result of this next game, but I don't think it's going to be RMU in the win column, though. I predict Bryant 2-0 win and Robert Morris gets shut out. If you're one of my 7 listeners on this show, you can, you've probably known that my predictions are absolutely terrible, so I'm hoping this one is true as well. So yeah, that game, Friday, 3:00 on the road in Rhode Island, Bryant versus Robert Morris. My prediction is a 2-0 Bryant victory. And we'll move over to men's soccer now. Just like women's, one game since last week's episode, and they had a 2-game winning streak, and it was snapped as they lost 1-0 in double overtime. I almost said triple overtime there. Versus Fairleigh Dickinson on Sunday at 3:00. They are now 4-8-1 overall, an average record, pretty okay. They're set to play LIU Brooklyn home Friday at 3:00. I forgot to mention their NEC record. Hold on. They're 2-2-0 in the conference, which is not the best, but not the worst. So, and like I said, the conference isn't over yet. They have, I believe, 4 games. Yeah, 4 games left in the NEC, and then they hopefully make it to the NEC conference tournament. So, 1-0 double overtime loss. This is a game that was it's a tough loss, especially if it goes into double overtime and you're scoreless. It's just a 1-goal game, no matter what. And it's just tough that you know you could have beat this team. But Kai Olgan for us had 3 shots. Excuse me. Ahu, I don't know how to say this name for St. Francis Brooklyn. Ahu Abukan. Not for St. Francis Brooklyn. Ahu Abagon for Fairleigh Dickinson was the only goal of this game. It beat Fondy in double overtime. Like I said, it's tough. It's not like the guys weren't trying. Kai Olgan, 3 shots. Zach Sherman had some shots as well. It's not like this team wasn't trying. A 1-0 double overtime loss. It sort of speaks for itself. you didn't get blown out. You didn't lose 1-0 in regulation. It was a hard fought game that had to go past 90 minutes. So Sherman had 3 shots as well. Teams were very even, like I said. You want to win these games that you fought so hard in, but it's unfortunate that Obakan beat Fondi in overtime, double overtime. Take a look at the box score real quick. 4 shots apiece on net for both teams. So like I said, very even game. Robert Morris, though, had less shots total with 7, FDU with 11. 105 minutes and 52 seconds was how long this game was. And that's when the goal was scored by Obukan. I really hope I'm saying that correctly. But yeah, it was a tough loss. Like I said, Kai and Zach both had 3 shots apiece. Fonk had a shot as well. Jacob Labovitz had 4 shots for FDU. And yeah, this is a very back and forth game. Unfortunate loss. So, it's not the end of the world, though. We have a game next week for our men's soccer team. And that will be against LIU Brooklyn, the Blackbirds, home this Friday at 3. The Blackbirds are a great team. LIU Brooklyn is now 9-3-1 and 4-0 undefeated in our conference. 6-0-1 at home, but they're only 3-3 on the road, and this game is on the road for them, so maybe that's a positive there. 8 game winning streak. This team is just on fire right now. They've won 8. They have 3 overtime wins in that 8 straight winning streak. And Frederick Mathieson is their leading point getter with 14 points, 5 goals, 4 assists, and this team is really just. They have a bunch of scores. I'm not going to read them all here, but they have. I'm not even going to count all that. They have almost half of their entire lineup has a point. Whether it be their top 3 has 14 points, 11 points, and 10 points, and guys all the way at the bottom just have an assist or chips in a random goal. Like this is how you win games and how you go 4-0 in the conference, 9-3-1 overall, 6-0-1 at home. You score as a team. It's not going to be just one player individually like Schleicher, like Sherman, like Owen Pierce or Fonk. It's going to be scoring by committee, and that's how good teams win in any sport that you have to score in. So yeah, this team is insane. I predicted women's to lose, and I'm sorry, men, if you're listening to this, but I don't think there's any chance Robert Morris has to beating this team. I have the Blackbirds winning 3-0. No offense to our men's team or women's team from the earlier prediction, but like I said, my predictions are always awful. So. Speaking of that, last week's predictions, the St. Francis game for the women's, I had a 2-0 loss, and I was correct with the score, but I was not with the result. I'm glad, like I said, terrible at predictions. The actual result was a 2-0 win for our women. Thanks for correcting me in the right way, ladies. And as for the men, the Fairleigh Dickinson game, I predicted a 1-0 Robert Morris win. I was correct in the score again, incorrect in the result as well. A double overtime loss was the result of the Fairleigh Dickinson game, though. So, We shall re-preview my this week's predictions real quick. Men's LIU Brooklyn home Friday at 3. I predict a 3-0 loss. Women's Bryant away Friday at 3. I predict a 2-0 loss. So both of our men's and women's teams will be playing roughly at the same time on Friday at 3. Only one obviously being home, and that'll be the men's game. We wish both of our teams good luck. This is a very short podcast today. I'm by myself. Only two games to talk about here. So next week, though, I plan on doing a show talking about the individual players on both teams that stand out statistically in Robert Morris University in terms of franchise, like all-time point leaders. Like, we'll talk about the legacy of some of these players, like Schleicher, Sherman, Fondi, because some of them are going to graduate, and it's going to be unfortunate for the teams next year to be without these star players. And I just want to take a week off from reviewing games. I'll probably still review the games, but I'm just going to talk about how these players, the legacy of these players and how they will go down Robert Morris University soccer history. So that's really all I have today. It's a very short podcast, I know. Thank you all for tuning in, my seven wonderful listeners. Penalty Kicks records every Wednesday at 6. Look for this podcast to come out later Wednesday night. Century Media, once again, follow it, you know. Thank you all for listening. Have a good day, and go RMU.